And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have broadcasted now well over 800 shows over the course of the last 4 years, and it's always a pleasure and a privilege to welcome each guest to the program. Everybody that's ever appeared on this program is, in my mind, a leader in some shape or form, but very rarely do we get the opportunity to speak with men who have the talent of Joe Sobrin, and I don't know if my introduction did this man service, but this is a guy that I've been reading for years before this program began, and if you're hearing Joe Sobrin for the first time tonight, I would find that hard to believe, but if you are, please go to his website, Sobrin.com, S-O-B-R-A-N.com. You will find there a treasure chest of information and literature, the likes of which you won't find in many other places, and I would strongly encourage you to check that out. That being said, we have just a short segment here before we get into this, another deep debate and conversation in the following segment. But I got to ask you this, Mr. Sobrin, because you're a man who has befriended and worked with really some of the elite minds of this movement, and certainly you've rubbed elbows with some of the people who are trying to destroy the American experiment. Who are some of the people that you admired earlier in your life and in your career, and who are the people that you admire today?
Oh, dear. Well, that's a hard one to answer. You mustn't overpraise me, by the way, you guys.
I don't, believe me.
Yes, you do. Anyway, I'm not being modest. I mean, I know my place. I just try to remind people of a few simple things and prod them to use their own minds. They don't need a wizard, and I'm not one. But I just wish they would read the Constitution carefully and think what the words mean, and then insist that the government abide by the Constitution. I don't regard it as a holy document, but it is the rules of the game. A statement of the rules of the game. This is what the government is supposed to be upholding constantly. These are the limits it's supposed to respect. Very simple. The powers of the federal government are enumerated in Article 1, Section 8. Just read them. 95% of the things that the federal government does today are usurped. They are not among those enumerated powers. They had a big debate over ratifying the Constitution, and the opponents of it warned that if it was ratified, the states would lose their sovereignty. Not that this was in the Constitution, but it was bound to happen, and they were right. It did happen, and we had not only the war between the states, but, world wars and imperialism and all sorts of things. They were never supposed to happen. And, I mean, the lessons of history should be manifest by now. And yet people talk as if the present form of government was just what the framers had in mind and could hardly be improved on. The greatest government in the world. What nonsense.
Well, with that being said, we're coming up, these short segments, I tell you what, it's hard to do justice to a guest when you have these short segments, but we're going to be coming back with a little more extended play with Joe Sobrin, everybody. And do check out that website, as I mentioned, Sobrin.com. And while you're at it, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Our website isn't too shabby. But we're going to come back, going to turn it over to Bill Rowland. He's got some provocative questions for Joe Sobrin when we return this evening on the program right after this.
Here we come, walk down the street, we get the funniest looks.
Don't go away, there's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking. We got Joe Sobrin on the line, and we want to get right back down to the interview. So, Bill Roland, co-hosting with me tonight, I know you got a question.
Yes, Mr. Sobrin. You know, the word patriotism comes from the word the Latin word patria, meaning father, and the idea being that all patriots have sort of a bloodline to their country and to their nation. And it seems to me that patriotism in this country has become a single mother with many bastard children. And it seems to me that we need the real idea of what a patriot should be. I can only think of a handful of people in the world right now. I would call world leaders. I would call true patriots. One of them being Lech Walesa. Another one being, I think, Vaclav Havel. But what should a patriot be? What should an American patriot be? Because it seems that definition is important as far as overthrowing the system that's currently oppressing the United States and the citizens of the United States.
Well, we used to have a great political tradition. Political genius, you might say, and the whole idea of it was to pulverize power, to decentralize it, to concentrate it as little as possible. And now, of course, it's become the opposite. Now, you know, the more power is concentrated, the more we're said to have made progress. Well, progress. You know, if termites could talk, I always say, they would call what they're doing to the House progress. And, We're seeing a collapsing house now. A guy named Bill Bonner wrote a book called Empire of Debt a few years ago, in which he said that the American empire is the only one that is built, only one in history that has been built not on conquest, but on debt. And he said it can't go on much longer. And about 2 years ago, he said it was bound to collapse in about 2 years. Well, here we are. Bill Bonner was right. So we're seeing this crazy system finally dissolving, and everybody's surprised and alarmed. Well, I'm alarmed, but I'm not surprised. It was bound to happen. And I've been expecting something like this for a long time, as long as, you know, reality was ignored as it was. And, you know, this predatory government, you know, which promises, you know, more spoils to the spoiled, just could not go on forever. So, you know, I don't expect this recession is just going to end overnight when a few so-called economic experts prescribe remedies. It's not going to. We've got a very sick system now. And
Mr. Sober, let me ask you this, and I ask this of a lot of guests. It's a repetitive question, but I'm looking for answers. I'm not asking it to put anyone on the spot because I don't know what the answer is. But that's why I ask it. But let me put it to you this way. If you could basically quarterback the resuscitation of America, what would need to be done in order to have a favorable outcome come from all this? I mean, if we were to take back this country and make it, turn it back to the way it was when we had a moral rudder and when it was really the bastion of Western civilization, what steps would need to be taken in order to get there again?
Well,
it's easier said than done, but what's the prescription?
Well, ideally, I repeal about 98% of the laws and stop the government from counterfeiting its own money, because that's what it does. You know, when it just prints money, it's authorized to coin money, not print it, and there is a big difference. And when the dollar was based on silver, gold, and precious metals, there were limits beyond which it could not go. And you didn't have chronic inflation and so forth. And now we're seeing demands for more inflation. This government represents national suicide.
I think, you know, let me ask you this. Some of the things you said there, naturally, I agree with. Sound like some of the things you might have heard Ron Paul say on the campaign trail. What did you make of his run?
Well, I mean, the fact that he got nowhere is the most eloquent fact about America today, because he was trying to put the Constitution back on the ballot, and he couldn't. You know, only unconstitutional politicians unprincipled politicians making unconstitutional promises get anywhere. I mean, I'm glad McCain lost because he was so bad. I was telling my friends I was going to celebrate on election night, because, you know, of the dozen or so people who started out running for the presidency, only one of them would win.
That's an encouraging way to look at it. You know, the glass is either half full or half empty. I guess it's half full for you. At least in terms of that, that makes some sense. Well, let me ask you this follow-up question to that, because you're onto something here. Ron Paul's run, I guess you might have to say it was a failure. I don't see how there would be much good that came of it. How do you think it compares to the run of Barry Goldwater? And do you think that Ron Paul is going to have a more lasting effect or a less lasting effect when it comes to infusing young minds with a coherent political philosophy? Is there any silver lining in the Paul campaign that you can see?
Well, he wised up a certain minority, and you know, he was good for, you know, he reminded us that all is not lost as long as somebody could keep his head in this situation. But, of course, he'll never come to power. Nobody like him is likely to come to power. I mean, what can I say? In a country where George Bush has been elected, it's very hard to be very hopeful. And optimism is insane.
Well, Bill, what do you say to that?
Well, I'm going to say something that might be controversial, but you know, the politics in America has always played on, to some degree, on perceptions of popular opinion, and that's what has led us into a democracy and away from a republic. And of course, we could go through the various milestones in our history where the Constitution has been violated in an obscene way. For instance, if you go back to 1948, during the presidential election between I think it was Dewey and Truman, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party were trying to out-sensationalize each other on who had the best civil rights platform. In other words, they were arguing over which dose of poison would be the most effective in killing the portion of the Constitution, particularly that dealt with states' rights. But you know, this has been part of our system for a long, long time. And I brought up the patriotism issue with Mr. Sobran because I think it's important in talking about the sort of organic American and what an American really is and what that means. And I think that's important in our discussions of the Constitution. When we realize how far we have come from the founding fathers, we also have to talk about how far we've drifted from the founding people. And you can't have a system created by one group of people that is going to be supported by people of diverse backgrounds who have absolutely no concept of what that government means and what that Constitution means. You know, Mexico has never built an effective political system that gives people real rights and real liberties. And yet Mexicans coming here are expected to be patriots. What do you think, Mr. Sobran? Have we gone beyond the point of no return with the organic nature of this country, the organic citizen?
Yeah, I think so. You know, before Lincoln, every president in his inaugural address, almost every president, pledged to respect the powers reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment. Now people don't even know what the 10th Amendment is. I mean, you know, it's a shocking ignorance of our own history that we face. And when you have a situation where the population is so amnesiac about the country's past, how can you hope for anything good? The Obama mania, it's appalling. People actually think this guy's going to save this country. Fat chance of that.
Hey, Mr. Sobran, sit tight. I want to ask you to just hang on with us through one more break. Before you go, we got to go to break. We'll be back right after this in the political festival.
Okay.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein,
300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com. And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards and Bill Rowland here with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Still a couple of more segments left in our program tonight, but we're down to the waning minutes of our time remaining with Joe Sobrin. Mr. Sobrin, I wanted to hold you over through that last break there just to have the opportunity once again to thank you publicly for being with us tonight and taking time out of your schedule.
My pleasure.
So late in the evening. Anything you'd like to add before you go?
Well, you know, I've kind of stopped following politics the way I used to because I think it's so far gone. My time is better spent in prayer and with my family, you know, and counting my blessings, which are remarkable. I mean, God, the richest man in the world is the man who's most grateful to God. And once you realize that, you can adjust to almost anything.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because that's the essence of riches and wisdom and happiness. You don't have to have money or anything else. What you need is gratitude. Every day I pray to God to make me more grateful. And that's a regular part of my spiritual life. Because, you know, there's so many people who have a lot of money and are unhappy. Whereas a poor man who is grateful to his Lord, you know, can hardly be unhappy. I don't know how you can be unhappy and grateful at the same time. So that's what I think about instead of politics now.
Well, Bill, I know that as a fellow Christian, that's something that both you and I can very much respect.
Well, I think that Mr. Sobrand has just described the essential material of a patriot, and that is God and family. These are the first two principal elements of patriotism is God, are God and family, and in that order. And I think that that is where many well-meaning patriots have drifted off course, is that, you know, most of people we would call in the patriot movement, and this is not a criticism, concentrate on two amendments, the first and the second. And the rest of the amendments seem to fade in the background when we talk about patriotism. But it's not guns and talk that make a patriot first and foremost. It's God and family. And so I think that point should be well taken by everybody, particularly in this season, that it is God and family that matter first and foremost to make a good patriot.
Well, I think we'd be hard-pressed to top that with the time remaining with you tonight, Mr. Sobrand. So with that being said, I'll let that be the final thought for our interview. Thank you again, my friend, for rejoining us, and hopefully
Thanks.
2 years won't pass before we'll have the opportunity to talk with you again.
God bless you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You, Godspeed, and God keep you, and enjoy the weekend.
You too.
All right. Joe Sobrand, everybody. Bill, what an honor.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding to have Joe Sobrand on our show. And we're honored, and we want him to know it, that he would take the time, especially at this late hour, to visit us in the political cesspool.
And to be on with us live. And, you know, he said about an hour ago when we started the interview that I gave him too much praise, but certainly not. You know, Bill, what could you add to that? I mean, you know, this is a guy, what could you add that I haven't said already about this man's legacy and his career as a writer? I mean, he truly is one of the preeminent voices of our movement and has been for many decades. And this is, you know, to have the opportunity. I want to drive home the fact and the point as hard as I can and impress it upon the people's mind what a treasure this guy is. And we have a lot of great guests on the show, and very rarely do I get so excited about the opportunity to interview a man as I did Joe Sobrand tonight. That's how big of a guy he has been and what we're trying to do here.
Well, certainly he's a man that's underappreciated, and in terms of his intelligence and in terms of his perception of reality, which is and his explanation of what's going on in this country and the world. And you know, we should all hope that in the future, Joe Sobrand is prominent in textbooks in this country, in high school and college, for understanding of our government and of our country, as many other writers should be included in textbooks. My old friend Sam Francis being another one, and of course Alan Stang, his book on the civil rights movement, it's very simple, should be required reading for anyone studying politics and political science in this country.
Well, the guests on this show, they continue to get better and better. And every time I think we can't do any better, we do. And the guests are the reasons for that. And we want to thank the people on our staff who bring us these great guests and book them for us. And we're just along for the ride. A lot of these shows, I tell you what, the guests in our audience are what makes this show so special. If you appreciate this show and the guests we bring to you, don't forget to donate to the Political Cesspool, ladies and gentlemen. If you can go to our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org, donate between now and Christmas Day $100, and we'll give you a free subscription for the year to the Occidental Quarterly. More information at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We've got to go to break. Me and Bill have got a lot of good stuff coming up in the final half hour tonight. Don't go anywhere. The Political Cesspool returns right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off,
Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I've been jealously guarding our time tonight, and I have failed to open up the phone lines. We're going to take some calls here in the final 18 minutes here. 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead and start calling in, folks. We'd love to hear from you tonight. James Edwards, Bill Rowland with you. Want to go through very quickly, and we're going to get off of Joe Sobrin, but he's a man, you know, a man that's very much an insider if you look through his career at National Review and CBS Radio, but a man who was always politically incorrect, and I mean that in, of course, a very fond way. He took chances, he spoke the truth, and he did so with dignity and honor. But he also did so with a wit. And I want to go through a couple of very quick Sobrin quotes with you, Bill. And after this, you know, folks, go to Sobrin.com to read more about the man you just heard from. But this is certainly a quote from Joe Sobrin that I believe would be applicable to the ADL. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, when it comes to our work here, Bill, and this is what Sobrin has to say, the attempt to silence a man is the greatest honor you can bestow on him because it means you recognize his superiority to yourself. Another Sobrin quote is, the difference between a politician and a pickpocket is that the pickpocket doesn't get indignant when you tell him to keep his hands to himself.
And then there's my favorite, which is, the Constitution poses no threat whatsoever to the government.
I got that one down here, but I'll go ahead and give you my favorite, and it's this, and then we'll move on. I know we got a lot of stuff to cover here in the closing moments, but one more quote from Joe Sobrin. Brilliant mind.
If you want government to intervene domestically, you're a liberal. If you want government to intervene overseas, you're a conservative. If you want government to intervene everywhere, you're a moderate. And if you want government to intervene nowhere, you're an extremist. So I think that pretty much sums up where we are. All right. Bill, we're gonna take a couple of calls here. I got some other things we could talk about, but our listeners are normally much more informed and enlightened than we are, so let's turn it over to them. Caller, you're on the air.
Okay. Is that me?
You are on the air.
Okay. This is Em from Illinois. I want to go back to when you talked about Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. The last caller, I would honor him. My husband feels that way. We have been through a war, you know, for 30 years. So anyway, I'm going to go back 60, 70 years. This is December 6th. December 6th is a very special day, and it still is in Europe over there. There was a bishop in the 1700s, and he realized that there were a lot of poor people. And he actually went around, and he knew his, his people or his sheep. And if there was really, a bad time, he dropped a coin in there that they could do this or that. And to this day, the children, December 6th, they actually do it in the Waldorf school over here, too. And we did it for a long time when they were little. And over there, they still do it. I mean, over there, I mean all in Europe. They clean the shoes and put the shoes out, and they, you know, have something in there. But actually, when you think of Christmas, I guess as a believer, you would have to realize that it wasn't exactly December. You know, because
right.
the sheep
correct.
Wouldn't be out there, you know, more. The date isn't totally correct, but it doesn't matter. But when you think of it that Jesus came to the farmer, to the poor people, he didn't go into a high five-star or something like this, when you think of it. And it was always the most important that, you know, that you told the children, actually, this is for children. This is for Jesus, and he came, and he loves you, and he wants to share, you know, your love. And so the other thing, and maybe you have seen a wreath with four candles in it. It starts in the first week of December, and then you say you light one, then two, then three, then four, and then by four, you know, Jesus is before the door. It was always before. I mean, everything was. You know, about Jesus and his love. And he didn't have a light time either. What I see the problem is, you know, over here, it starts in the churches. You know, what they're saying.
Yeah.
And if you, like you said, if you were to talk to a minister, he looks at you and, you know, I mean, what's the matter with her and so on and so forth. But then the other thing is, the people, when we feel the way we feel and one is in need, there is not enough people to support the one who is in need. Did I make any sense now?
No,
yes,
that made a lot of sense, and I really appreciate you for calling in with the comments. You have
okay.
a great night. You know, and one thing she said, Bill, that's correct, and it's something that we harp on all the time, is that you know, we got a big problem in our churches today, and I think if Jesus Christ returned to the earth and preached the same message that he did when he was here before, the Christian congregants in these so-called churches today would be the ones who wanted to crucify him now for criticizing the Jews. But next caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the chance. So I agree the churches are what's going to save us, and I'd like to give us Americans a credit for something. The Lutherans and the Presbyterians have, in the last 30 years, done what they could to stand up to the thugs, meaning the queers. For example, the Presbyterians, you look in the phone book in the yellow pages in the city of the United States, you see the Presbyterians under churches, they have the PCA and the USA Church. Well, the USA Church is the one that's ancient. The PCA, Presbyterian Church of America, PCA, they broke off from the USA Presbyterian Church. Specifically for homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless them. And then if you look at the Lutherans, look at the Lutheran Church in the Yellow Pages, and you'll see the Lutheran Church ECLA and Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They did the same thing the Presbyterians did in the 50s. And we're talking millions of people here. It's every big city in the United States. Millions of just United States alone, the rest of the world. And the ECLA stands up for homosexuality in the Masons. The PCA, the Presbyterian Missouri Synod, is against homosexuality in the Masons because homosexuals have taken over the Masons, and there were murders in some Masonic lodges here in Houston when the Rainbow Lodge appeared out of nowhere because the Masons were very – George Washington was a Christian, and he was a Mason, and he would not be a Mason today. And because they have totally become this immorality scum. And now I can say one reason they did because they've been infiltrated by the Catholics. And when our forefathers came here, they came here to get away from Catholics. They actually said they want Catholics living here because if they come here, they will not do not believe in life, liberty, and all men are created equal, which they don't. And to boil it down to today, when my wife's a teacher, was a teacher at a public school here in Houston, and they had a problem with Catholic mothers and nuns coming to the second grade. Because at the second grade is when kids learn how to use combination locks to their lockers. In the first grade, they can't do it yet. And they were having, in fact, little kids, when a combination lock, they can do a combination of 1, 20, and 70. They can do a combination of 1, 3, and 5. Little fingers don't work yet. And these filth, come from, so these nuns and Catholic mothers, were telling little kids, going there sorting out the locks, the combinations, making sure the Protestant kids got the 1, 3, and 5 combinations, and the Catholic kids got the bigger combinations.
Well, I haven't heard about that one, but I will say this, if you don't mind. Let me bring up this story because this is a little bit off of topic.
One more thing, please.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Finish up.
Well, there's a cop here that retired in Houston. He retired, and he said he called the public radio. Said before he leaves, he wants to say one thing to the people of Houston. His real well, and he said, I've got to leave Houston because of my case. Though these put people in jail for murder and God knows what off. And he said, but I want one thing to be known by the people. He said, it's unbelievable what Catholic kids do to Protestant kids when they're playing together. It's also unbelievable what Catholic parents do to Protestant kids. And that's what our country is. All these scum came from, these guys from Samaritano del Sur, Mexico, the sewer. The Pope wants them to come here. He's publicly said so numerous times. And that's all this immigration hell is but just the Catholic devils taking over a decent country. And I rest my case.
Well, we appreciate your comments, quite impassioned, and I'm sure I agree with some of that. But I do want to say this: a lot of the churches, the Catholics have a lot of problems. Okay, I mean they're doing everything they can out there in California to get these illegal aliens, and it's not just in California; anywhere where there's high concentrations of illegal aliens, they're trying to do whatever they can to get them in the churches. I know there's some so-called Protestant churches right here in Memphis that are trying to get homosexuals in their congregations. Of course, Baptist churches, Bellevue Baptist Church here in Memphis, it's like the Rainbow Coalition. They can't get enough multiculturalism in those pews. So, all of the churches have gotten some big problems, I think, with biblical doctrine right now. And that's sad because the churches used to be our fortress and our foundation here in this Western country. Well, he brought up Catholicism. I want to get your thoughts on this, Bill, real quick. This is just, again, offers a prime example. Roman Catholic schools in England are going to be providing Muslims with their own prayer rooms. You would see that headline, Roman Catholic schools to offer Muslim prayer rooms, and you would ask yourself, what kind of deranged liberal would force a Christian educational institution to encourage the practice of Islam? Well, it's not a deranged liberal at all. It's the Catholic schools who want to do this. And I'm going to read directly from the story, Bill, and then turn it over to you. The Catholic bishops of England and Wales want Muslim prayer rooms opened in every Catholic school in England. They also want special Muslim bathrooms so that followers of Allah can practice their bizarre toilet rituals. And here's the scoop. If practicable, and this is coming from the bishops, rooms might be made available for the use of pupils and staff from other faiths for prayer. Existing toilet facilities will be adapted to accommodate individual ritual cleansing, which is sometimes part of religious lifestyle and worship. It just goes on from there. It just goes on from there. So, I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, Roman Catholic schools altering their facilities to provide Muslims the opportunity to worship, Allah in their own way. I mean, can how absurd and deranged can it get in the churches, honestly?
Islam is a bizarre toilet ritual in the first place. But the problem is, of course, churches have become less biblical and more Babylonian. All the churches now are Babylonian idol worshiping dens of iniquity, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when I say all churches, I mean the denominations are all corrupted with this. And it's the idea that the church is open to the whole world. When Jesus Christ told us himself that if you are with me, the world will be against you. And they're simply trying to adapt the church to the world. And that is an abomination.
The thing that drives me crazy about it all, Bill, and I know that obviously we have a lot of listeners who aren't Christian, but that's okay. But the thing is, you know, this sense of playfair and tolerance and diversity and making people feel accepted and comfortable, that's for saps like us. You know, these concessions are certainly not going to be afforded to us. When the time comes, and a prime example of that comes from a ruling in Spain that was just handed down. A court decision in Spain has decreed that displays of crosses and crucifixes in government schools are now illegal, a ruling that is part of a wide-scale offensive against public Christian expression all across the Western world. And if you didn't know this story, Bill, the Spanish judge ordered that the school system there take down the Christian symbols in all classrooms and in all public spaces, you know, on school property. So, you know, where's the tolerance there and the understanding? I mean, you know, here's our churches and our institutions, and it's not just the Christian institutions. It's everything to do with Western white civilization. We're bending over backwards to accommodate the people who want to slit our throats and will offer us no such quarter when they are the ones to make the decisions, and that's something that we have better get a firm understanding of.
Do we have time for another caller?
Yeah, we do if we have another caller. Do we have another caller? All right, let's take one.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. I was really intrigued with the guest you had earlier. It was BS. He has said some stuff that's enlightening. It's my understanding when Dwight Eisenhower was president, according to Stephen Ambrose, who wrote Nixon's biographies, that Eisenhower vetoed 90% of the legislation that come across his desk because he thought that the high deficit spending was probably about as could be potentially as dangerous as a nuclear war itself because of the way it would destroy the economy.
Well, yeah, he should have probably vetoed 100% of it, and Eisenhower didn't do us many favors, but I agree, you know, it's gotten a lot worse since then, and that was the practice that, you know, and that's something Sobrin said, you know, we need to repeal about 98% of the laws on the books, you know, and we certainly need to veto, you know, almost all of the ones that are being proposed because they're garbage. They're dangerous. They are counterproductive, and they certainly want to inflict harm upon our people and our culture. And thank you for the call and for the comment. I know we got several more callers on the line, and we only have about 2 minutes left before we go to our final wrap-up segment. So we're going to try to take one more here before we run into this next commercial break. Next caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, this is Dave from Massachusetts.
Hey, Dave.
You know, I was just reading the other day in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know, I'm looking at it, but I don't have it open, but I didn't note the page number, but it said that the God that the Catholics worship and the God that the Muslims worship is the same God. That's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says.
I guess that would make if that's true. I've never studied Catholicism. I don't know. I'm sure I have Catholic friends, but I don't know that they're, you know. And it's okay. Again, that's okay. But yeah, maybe that would, I guess, explain why they're trying to put in Muslim toilets there.
Yeah, and hey, And as far as Joe Sobran, he didn't quite know how to characterize our government, James. But, you know, I'll tell you how I characterize it. What I would actually call it now is just a devilocracy, just a devilocracy. I think Washington, D.C. has just become the habitation of devils.
Well, the spawn of Satan is in control of our government. So, I mean, yeah, I think you're pretty darn close.
And I think we should mention that Joe Sobrin is Catholic, by the way, so we don't want to impugn Mr. Sobrin's faith, but certainly all the churches have problems with doctrine and have problems with
sure. Yeah, and that's the point I was getting at, Bill. Absolutely.
The scriptures left and right.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, here, you know, yeah, it's not just the Catholics. A lot of Protestants, too. And I think I made mention of that very clearly. But there in England, you know, the Catholics are off base building those Muslim toilets or whatever they're doing. Anyway, we've got to go to break. We're going to be back right after this to wrap up the show.
Don't
go anywhere.
Away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
The fastest 3 hours of my week has just gone by once again. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. And a very special thanks to our two esteemed guests this evening, gentlemen and scholars, Alan Stang and Joe Sobrin. Bill, was it as good for you as it was for me?
I'm still like a kid under the Christmas tree, really, literally. I mean, it's such a delight to have those men on, and always just great interviews with both of them. And I wish we could have them on, once a month or twice a month, because certainly you couldn't get better guests than that.
You can't, and those are both guys that are really can talk about anything. You know, so I love all of our guests, and I don't want to single out anyone. If you look back, by the way, on the guests that we've had since June 1st, it's phenomenal. Go back to our archives, ladies and gentlemen, and you will be impressed. I'm impressed, and I'm the host of the show, and I love talking with each and every one of them. But, you know, people like Joe Sobrin, who have written about so much, you can talk to them about anything, and they're going to give you expert opinion and analysis on it. And it's such a joy to be able to bring these people to our audience because, you know, besides Republic Broadcasting and besides programs such as our own, Bill, I mean, what kind of show is making available to the general public on AM mainstream airwaves the thoughts of men like Joe Sobrin, and not many, if any, and that's why we are really high on the work we do here. We're providing a service that is very much needed and filling a void that is gargantuan, and that there needs to be more shows and more networks like RBN and the Political Festival. And until there are, we're going to continue to hold the line, I guess you could say. And we do that certainly with your generous support, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, one more time, we're approaching Christmas. Our Christmas gift to you is a free subscription to the Occidental Quarterly, and it can be yours, anyone who donates $100 or more to our program between now and Christmas Day. Occidental Quarterly, by the way, one of the premier journals of Western perspectives, offer articles on man, culture, and politics that are written by many of the guests who are featured on this very show. So for more information about that special offer, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. And speaking of guests, we've got a couple of great ones coming up for you again next week. So go to our website between now and then to find out who they will be. And we continue to march towards Christmas. Bill, we got 30 seconds left before we have to sign off this evening. Final thought?
Final thought is that our gift to our audience, a gift that gives year-round, is going to be a great show every Saturday night. And that's my promise to our audience. And of course, we look forward to the new year as well, when we expect to really wow the audience and to really thrill them. And that's what we're here for.
We're going to be hard-pressed to make 2009 a better broadcasting year than 2008, because this has been a great year for us. We've still got a couple of more weeks left in the year. We're going to do our best to keep getting better. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we might not live in the land of the free anymore, but with your help and continued support, we can ensure that this program always remains a home of the brave. And that being said, for Bill Rowland, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Thanks.
Good night,
for joining
everybody.
Us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Decide what to give your friends.